closer.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We hope you will enjoy today's show, though it will be short. I have the suspicion that it will be short, mainly because we don't have a geek software of the week. We don't have very much in the way of much of anything because it's Christmas time in the city and in the country and everywhere else. But because of that, you see, I got nothing because I've been real busy. So, and, you know, the problem with the podcast is you got no elves. You know, if you had elves that could do the podcast, then you would be able to have a podcast, even if you aren't, whatever the various English phrase that should go in there is, if you're not around to do it. Yes. So keep in mind that we are, of course, proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, it's tech and it's here, and there's not much of it this week. However, for those of you that are familiar with the Tech Podcast Network, if you go to the Tech Podcast Network, the grand poobah of the Tech Podcast Network, one Todd Cochran, who is the geek at Geek News Central, is doing a 24-hour live podcast. He's going to be on the air, so to speak. I put that in quotes because you're not really on the air when you're doing a podcast. You're actually recording it to MP3, unless you are, of course, broadcasting it over Ustream.tv, which is, of course, what he's doing. So, therefore, it is live, but not a radio program, but he's kind of also on TV because he has a webcam. But I digress. The point is, he's doing a 24-hour marathon podcast, and he's going to have a lot of Tech Podcast members on as guests. I could have done that, but I wimped out. Oh, well. It would have been a lot of coordinating and all that kind of stuff. And did I mention it was Christmas? You know, I just don't want to get involved in all that around Christmas time. Sorry. So, you know. Sorry, Todd. You know, but geek on, man. I'm with you in spirit. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, so we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and they're having a real geek out with their 24-hour special podcast. And, of course, also some of the Blueberry folks are joining him as well. And we are, of course, proud members of the Blueberry Network.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY. .com. Blueberry.com.
Blueberry.com. I like that part where he goes blueberry.com. Anyway, so there you go. Now let me direct your attention to the blog called Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, which is, of course, at drbill.tv. I'm sorry, not .tv, .cc for Computer Curmudgeon. Now, drbill.tv is yet another podcast, netcast, cast kind of thing, which we do with video, thus the TV part. And of course, we were supposed to do one of those last week, and we didn't. We are going to try to do one of those this week, maybe if I have enough time. I at least have something to put on it. So if we have it, and we might, but if we have it, it will be a long podcast. So here's what you got to do. Go to drbill.tv a little later in the day, as I record this, this is a Sunday, and actually is December the 23rd. But later today, if there's a new video podcast, netcast, whatever it is, it will be at drbill.tv. In the meantime, drbill.cc, which of course stands for Computer Curmudgeon, will have a new podcast because I'm doing it right now. I'm so confident there will be one because I'm doing it right now. There you go. So, all of that sprang forth from the confusion about drbill.tv and drbill.cc. So, see, if I get confused, it just turns into a promo. Yeah. Okay, so, I have some geek culture for you. And being so near to Christmas, we have a lovely Christmas song for you from Weird Al Yankovic. Are you ready for that? Yes, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, the night that Santa went crazy again. No, this is a new, new to the podcast, because I haven't played it before, Christmas song from Weird Al Yankovic. And it is, of course, Christmas at Ground Zero. Yes. Watch those atom bombs.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud.
Only a few hours away now. I'm sure you're all looking forward to it as much as we are.
You might hear some reindeer on your rooftop, or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
Ah, yes. Having been born in the 50s, I can relate to the duck and cover there. The air raid sirens, yes, brings back fond memories of days gone by. Okay, maybe it doesn't. So anyway, there you go. Merry Christmas. A truly hearty Merry Christmas to you. And I hope that you and your family have a lovely time at Christmas, opening the presents and, you know, making the mistletoe tea and all of the various things that you do. You don't make mistletoe tea? Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't do that. That may be poisonous. What do I know? Anyway, the point is that you should have a good time. I'm trying to have the best time I can because I'm on call all this week and all of last week, too, at work. So when they call me up in the middle of things, I go, yeah, what do you want? You know, anyway. So, I'll do the best I can. How's that? Okay, anyway, here's the thing. I was directing you to the blog, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, originally, to let you know that we have, of course, our shameless commerce section. And I know a lot of you are going, oh, man, not again. No, no, quickly, I'll mention it, and then I'll move on. We have, of course, our Go to My PC ad on the top of the sidebar, which we want you to click because you can get a 30-day free trial of Go to My PC, and that rocks. It's a really cool opportunity right here at the end of the year. Go ahead and click it, and you will enjoy 30 full days of Go to My PC. You got a little time on Christmas holiday? Why not check it out? You know, maybe you need to get to your PC, and you're on holiday, so why not? Anyway, try that, and then right below that ad, there's a little link that says check out our very own Shameless Commerce Center at the very bottom of the page, and if you click that link, you'll be taken to the bottom of the page where you will see GoDaddy ads, Buy.com ads, Apple Store ads, Skype ads, and Wall Street Journal ads to your heart's content. And as I've said before, if you're going to buy stuff from any of these vendors, you might as well click through on Dr. Bill's webpage and help out the cause of the silliness. Yes. Okay, after the last podcast, which was number 115, that makes this one number 116. Isn't it interesting how it works that way? You see, there are items that we can look at. Very few, as I said, it's going to be a short podcast, so very few items. One is Woot! Blogging is 10 years old today. That is, on December the 17th, blogging became 10 years old. One decade of blogging has occurred on the interweb we call the internet. Yes. And it is a happy blogiversary that we celebrated on December the 17th. I blogged that day, so that made me kind of special since it was the 10th anniversary and I blogged. Cool. Anyway, the term, you see, blogging comes from an article written by Jorn Barger on December the 17th, 1997. Hard to believe that 1997 was 10 years ago. Man, that seems like it was just like yesterday. But anyway, I guess I'm showing my curmudgeonliness. Anyway, it was on that day he took the word web and the word log to describe his personal journal online, and it became a blog. Web log blog, you see. And so the trend in blogging has continued to this very day. Yes. Now, here's a real cool thing that kind of is, I don't know if I'll call it seasonal in its nature or not. It just seems to me that we go to a lot of movies over the Christmas holidays. Have you noticed that? Big movies come out on Christmas. And what was one of the biggest movies of our lifetime? Yes, Star Wars. And so I have a blog entry here on the Death Star Galaxy blasting a neighboring galaxy. How cool is that? Bunch of scientists found out that there's this galaxy that's blasting a hole in its neighboring galaxy with death rays. Dude, how cool is that? A whole galaxy zapping another one, and we're just kind of standing by watching. Better watching than participating. Know what I mean? Anyway, the supermassive black hole at the center of a distant galaxy is blasting a smaller neighbor with a violent energy jet, earning it the moniker the Death Star Galaxy. Cool. Scientists announced today, that was, of course, December the 18th when I blogged this, the jet has probably fried the atmospheres of any planets in the way, researchers added. Boy, that kind of gives you a real Christmassy feeling, doesn't it? Yee. The never-before-seen display may also one day lead to a new burst of star and planet formation, and it may help unravel the many mysteries about how such jets form, how they work, how they evolve, the experts said. The origin, propagation, and energy distribution of jets are among the most important unsolved problems in modern astrophysics. Yes, I was just thinking about that the other night. How is amazing we haven't discovered the origin, propagation, and energy dissipation of jets. Actually, no, I wasn't thinking that. That's very odd that they are. But someone has to. Otherwise, how will we know about Death Star galaxies, dude? Cool! Okay, well, anyway. So, did I mention this was going to be a short podcast? I think I did, didn't I? That's all the items we have because I haven't been blogging all that much. due to the Christmas thing, you know what I mean? So, we're going to have to cut it short right about here. Now, here's the thing. There's several things that have been happening that I have been interested in that are worth blogging about. I just haven't had time to do it. So, come the first of the year, in a brand new year, we may have many things that we want to blog about, and then we may have an extended version of the podcast to cover those many things. Also, as I mentioned, we might have a video netcast that will have some really cool stuff. And if I get this done, I hope I will, but if I get this done, it is one of the most awesome demonstrations of total and complete geekiness you have ever seen in your whole life. So you really need to tune in to drbill.tv and make sure that when that one comes out, you get it. So here's what I would encourage you to do. Go to drbill.tv, check out the subscription link thingy, which is netcast.drbill.tv. Put that in your juice receiver or your RSS receiver or whatever it is you use to get your RSS feeds. And that way, you will get that netcast as soon as it is released. And believe me, I'll be serious for only a moment here and tell you that you really need to see this demo that's in this netcast, if I can get it together, because it is awesome. I watched it twice this weekend, and it was so cool, I was not bored any, even though it's over 30 minutes long. So if we have that netcast, it will be a long one to make up for this podcast being a short one. So, there you go. I trust, as I said, that you have a lovely and merry Christmas, and I encourage you to take some time off, as the doctor has, and just kind of kick back and enjoy the holiday. We all need to do that. And there's our music telling us it's time to get out of here. So once again, the doctor is out of here.